Welcome to Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs and chasers. Episode 208. We're broadcasting live from my dining room in lovely,
That's right,
semi-north Houston in the ghetto.
Yes,
up in the hood.
This is Nard,
and this is Ray.
Mm-hmm. And we're streaming live right now on Yahoo right now. And this is Ray's table. It's all a mess right now. No, we're fine. We're fine. We're good. Right.
Right.
I mean, it's not. That's
everything's recording, right? That's recording.
Everything's recording.
All
that's
the backup. Recording.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Looks like we got Cam, so I think we're doing pretty good. So
yeah, that's right.
Got my Project Big shirt on.
Yeah, he's wearing his Project Big shirt, which reminds me, we should promote that. We should tell the folks about the Project Big. Okay, Project Big, they gave us a couple of shirts. A few last month, was it?
Yeah, we got some tops and bottoms.
Tops and bottoms,
and we're giving them away to tops and bottoms. The tops and bottom, a top and a bottom, who come up with the best essay of why they're the best top or best bottom.
Okay, here's the raffle details. Okay, you must be 18 years old.
18 years old.
Okay,
because I ain't going to jail. I'm too pretty.
And your entry should include the following: your full name. You should specify it if you're a top or a bottom, and your contact information.
Okay. City and state that you live in.
Mm-hmm. City and state. And a clear face picture. Okay.
So that we can post on the line, on the website if you win. Mm-hmm. Or if you give us a good entry and we want to post it so people can see who the runners-up are.
Uh-huh.
Not that you're going to get anything, but you'll get your name online.
Yeah, that's right.
You get your picture online and say, look.
Deadline is next week. That's right.
That's right. Next week. And how many entries have we got so far?
Well, we have so far one.
One. Okay, folks.
One from Seattle. So, yeah, send in the.
Apparently, we have one perfect top out there. So.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So, 200 essay, 200 page? 200 page, 200 words.
Yeah, 200 page essay.
200 page essay.
Annotated, you know, properly, you know, index cards and everything. No. 200 words or less. Why you're the perfect.
Words or less.
Why you're the perfect top or the perfect bottom.
Yeah.
So. Come on, folks. Summer's here.
Keep it fun or something like that.
You're sitting on the beach, drinking your margarita, your Corona. You can write a little 200-word essay while you're the perfect top at the perfect bottom.
Yeah.
I know we got some people out there that can write. Come on.
That's
we need it by next week.
Well, it's just send your emails to raffle@bearpodcast.com with a subject line, Project Big Top, or if you prefer Bottom. Okay? So, yeah, whichever you're going, just put it in the subject line, and yeah, next week.
That's right.
All right. Okay. What else? We have another raffle here. Can you look at the bag over there? We have a DVD. I don't know if we...
more porn?
It's inside the bag. Inside the laptop bag. Not that one. The computer bag. Oh, you put it inside. But anyway, it's okay.
One moment, folks.
All right, one moment. Are you okay? All right. Actually, what we have is... is there a DVD there? No? In front.
Netflix?
Not that one. There's no DVD. Okay, there's none. I think I put it down. No. It's supposed to be in that big pocket. Anyway, what do we have here? We have a raffle for big, what is it? Oh, Bear City.
I don't know.
Sorry, Bear City. It's Cyber Bears. Sorry. Cyber Bears DVD for, what is it?
For the people at Bear Watch.
Yeah.
It was filmed
Cyber
live
Bears
at Bear Watch.
DVD. It's called the... Bear Booty Call 3, and we have two DVDs to give away. So just send in your entries with the subject line. Well, send your emails to raffle@bearpodcast.com with the subject line Booty Call. Yeah, we got those DVDs for you. Just send in your email, and whoever sends it, then we'll give it to you.
Okay? Right. And you get in Booty Call 3, you get to see Maynard getting his booty called up
That's
in the
right.
foam pit at Bear Watch.
Oh, no. I enjoyed that. I really loved the
yes,
foam pit.
He did enjoy the foam pit. Him and Mike both. I was quite impressed.
Mike
quite
and I,
surprised.
All right. People thought it was, I don't know, sleazy. But no, it's just fun just walking around there. It's fun.
Well, the sleazy stuff was happening. All you could do is see the foam just kind of going in and out and moving around
it's
and
fun.
Just
it's,
taking a life of its own.
It's got a lot of But it's dark. It's kind of anonymous, and you go in there. I kind of swallowed some foam, and I remember that. So
it was white and salty, folks. I don't think it was foam.
No, it was foam. Don't worry. It's like
I know Mike left the foam pit smiling. So that's all I'm saying, folks. All I'm saying.
Yeah. So we had fun there, and what else might happen? Yeah, that was Bearwatch. That was 2 weeks ago. Gosh, it's history already. But last week, we had Elijah Black, episode 207, and it was great for him to join us. And we talked about his CD and stuff. Anyway, and then after that, I had to fly to... No, I didn't fly. I went to New Orleans.
You drove to New Orleans.
I drove to New Orleans. And I got to watch a band called X. And I don't know if you guys watched... listened to punk music back in the 80s. Have you heard of X? No? Okay. X is a... it's a punk
band. I hear
band.
It's very popular in the bars, though.
Really?
Yeah.
X?
Yeah.
What do you mean? X? The bands?
No.
The band? Oh, the St. Andrew's Cross. Is that what you're talking about? What X? Oh, that X. Oh, my God. I was
it's
thinking
a good
something
thing.
Else.
He's a pretty little Filipino.
All right. Okay. No, it's not that kind of X. Okay, so we watched them. Okay. They're in their 60s right now. And they're still rocking. And, you know, they're still headbanging. And please still playing punk.
So it's the Platinum Prostate Tour?
Yeah, it's pretty much
it. When we get done with this, I got a tour we got to talk about that's coming out.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, X, they're a pretty cool band. They're in their 60s right now. But back in the 80s, they were a pretty big band. We saw some YouTube videos on a few. When did we see it? We saw it. I saw it last weekend. Mike showed me some videos of YouTube videos of X, and they're pretty cool. Like I said, they're a pretty cool punk band. They have a and right now I saw them live at the House of Blues, which is okay. And yeah, it's great. It's great. It's great to watch a concert again. And what else? That's pretty much it. I drove all the way home just to see you guys. Okay, Sunday I drove all the way to back to Houston to see you guys in the last few minutes of Beer Bust. So what happened last weekend, you guys?
What, at Beer Bust?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Why?
No, we went and saw that wonderful movie that got released this week.
Oh, okay.
Sex and the City.
Ah, it's for the gays.
It was 8 guys and a theater packed full of women trying to dress fashionably, but it was a bunch of fashion no-nos. Mm-hmm. Half the bitches are drunk, so it was quite interesting.
Most of the HAB people were there. Of course, John loves it. I know.
Yeah.
He
really, my John, he was there. He was loving it. It was who are we going with? It was John, myself. See, 40. You hit 40, and senility sits in, and you can't remember anything. It was me and John. That's all. Nobody else. No, Jose, Lauren, Toby went. Mm-hmm. And I think that was it.
Yeah. I didn't get to watch it yet.
Oh, and Chong went. My new Asian. He went.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, so how did you like it? What can you say about it? Sex and the City.
Loved it. It tied everything up. Smith was looking rough, though, folks. I don't know what they did to him. I guess they were trying to age him, but he just looked rough. He didn't look that bad on Brothers and Sisters, but in the movie, he just looked rough. There are some moments with Carrie and some of the scenes she did that I was just like, damn, Sarah, you let them videotape you looking or film you looking like that? Because she just looked old. I'm sorry. I mean, she's beautiful. Uh-huh. But there was just some scenes that they had her in even before the big climax of the movie and the big drama that happens in the movie. We're not going to give that away. But it was just like, Jessica, I know you're older than me because you did Cellar Babies when I was a teenager and you were 18, 19, 20s when you did that. And then Square Pegs come out when I was later on in teenage years. So mm-hmm. I knew you. She's probably 45, 46. But it was just some scenes, the way they filmed them with the light and stuff, she just looked horrible. And I was just like, why did they do that? And I don't know what they were trying to show. But other than that, I thought it was great. The fashion is incredible. It is one of the few reasons I'd ever want to be a woman. Of course, I couldn't afford the shit. You know, I couldn't afford a $4,000 pair of pocketbook, Louis Vuitton pocketbook, or the $50,000 Vera Wang wedding dress that she had on. Now, I will say this. When y'all go see it, look for the bird and the wedding dress. I think it's a little over the top. It was okay, but, you know, I guess if you got a $50,000 wedding dress on, you can wear a bird in your head, but that's all I'm saying. But it's a good movie. Enjoyed it. It was nice to see the girls again. I'd missed them. I didn't realize how much I'd missed the show until I saw the movie. Yeah. The theaters were packed. There were women everywhere. Snoshed off there. Theater was packed. I mean, coming and going. The women were toast. There were some very serious fashion no-nos. And I'm like, did y'all really watch the show? Or did y'all watch Sex in Seattle or something? Or, you know, where it was kind of grungy. I don't know. But it was, there were some very... You know, girls trying to just set with their
little... I never watched it, so I don't know anything about Sex in the City.
You should watch it. It's very good.
Okay.
Because I'm very...
Okay. If I'm going to watch it, is it best to go back, you know, first season and really go all the way back? Or is it good as standalone?
It'll be good as standalone, but I think you're going to miss out on some of the history of, like, some of the relationships and how people got to where they were and why some of the things happened and, you know, that... You know, the whole background that most people kind of know about. I don't think you have to know everything, but I mean, there's little things that happen that kick back to like way back when, and people that, you know, make like cameo appearances that were in some of the other shows and stuff. So, but,
cameo appearances.
Yeah. So it's very good. I enjoyed it. And then, Saturday night, we went and saw The Strangers.
Oh, God. Okay. Let's talk about The Strangers.
It sucked.
I hated it. I hated it.
Wait for it to come out on DVD, or they show it on HBO or Skinamax or something.
Skinamax.
Other than feeding into my own paranoia about being in a house and having a home invasion and been considering going and get a gun after watching this movie. Liv Tyler, I will say this. Liv Tyler did a great job.
Yeah, it makes you want to have a gun in the house.
Yeah. I mean, and you know... And I could sit there at the end of this movie and I could see, you know, some psycho little kid's going to watch this and he's going to decide to go somewhere in Houston and do this. And he's going to show up over in my hood and do it. Mm-hmm. So, but it was very interesting. It was good. I enjoyed seeing Scott Speldman. I hadn't seen that much of him. Of course, he hadn't done anything since Underworld that I know of. Yeah. So, but of course, Maynard's chatting online while we're trying to, you know, have a podcast here. So
No. Actually, somebody wants to, Jeff wants to watch us, so.
Jeff who? Jeffrey?
Jeffrey, yeah. Okay. No, different Jeff.
Oh, different Jeff.
Jeff Dent.
Okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, okay. Strangers, my take on it, it's freaky. Mike liked it because, okay, this was the difference between me and Mike when we watch. He wants it to be realistic. And sure enough, this is something that is realistic, that it could really happen.
Well, it did really happen.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I mean, it's
right.
Based on a true story. I mean, it's based on this
story. I understand.
This it's couple that, getting murdered, and they just... From the point of how it all started and how it all ended, it was all made up in between. But I mean, there. But still,
no. But still, what I mean is, it being a, it could really happen to anyone.
Yeah.
I know. I heard it. It's based on a true event. It's just that it's not like we watched Speed Racer. That it's very sci-fi-ish. That mm-hmm. can't really. That doesn't really happen. Or say Indiana Jones. So comparing it to that, Mike doesn't like it. Although I would like to watch those. Because those are pretty much sci-fi like, or sci-fi itself. But with this, it's just freaky. It's just really with Liv Tyler there. I think she's the only one good there, I guess. It's just too realistic, or they're just really playing on your fears.
Yeah, which is all it was. It was a slasher movie.
A slasher movie.
They took a real story and made it into a slasher movie, basically.
Yeah, so.
So.
I didn't like it because that's just it. It just happened in how many? The whole 3 hours, maybe? Four hours.
And see, I like Scott. Is Scott Speldman? I forgot what his last name is. It's something like that.
The husband?
Well, he wasn't the husband. He was the boyfriend.
Oh, sorry. The boyfriend is right.
His best acting roles are when he's sitting there half naked and not saying a thing. He's gorgeous. Liv, you did a great job. So, and I'm looking forward to seeing her. What was the other movie she's coming out in that they did a preview of?
Oh, there's no audio. They're saying there's no audio.
There's no audio? Or are you broadcasting audio?
I am. Hold on. Edit settings, DV audio. How about microphone input? How's that? Can you hear us?
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear us now?
Can y'all hear us now?
Hey, Jeff, can you hear us? This is a different Jeff. Wow.
See, we try something new. We always have issues. So
yeah, this time we're trying the live.yahoo.com/podcast. Is that Jeff? Oh, there he is.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi. Can you hear us? I don't know if you can. There we go. I think it's coming from the MacBook. Yeah, it's coming from the MacBook now. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I don't know. The camera didn't work. But anyway, okay. So where
Well, maybe it's the way we get. I don't have sound. I know we're getting sound at the camera. Maybe I don't have it set up so it's output.
Maybe that's why. Okay. So now we're just using the MacBook. Anyway, yeah, we're broadcasting live right now. So anyway, what else is on? Let me see our notes. We have notes, of course. Yeah, we watched that. Oh, okay. Our friend Henry is supposed to be here. But he's out.
He was supposed to be here.
But
anyway, he canceled on us again.
Anyway.
And it wasn't a softball night, Henry, so I don't want to hear that crap, you know.
Okay. What's it about? Oop. I thought the dog is here. What's it about? If you guys watch America's Funniest Videos, and we'll probably play the background of the audio later on. America's Funniest Videos, if you see a kid with...
The cheerleader kid?
Cheerleader kid. And his sister was dancing, you know, dancing like that. And the guy beside, the kid was watching them and knows the moves. And, you know, the kid is dancing along with the cheerleader. So, okay, that's been around in America's Finest Videos for
when Henry was
years.
9 or 11?
Yeah. It's actually Henry when he was 9. That's right, he was 9.
And if his mama didn't know back then,
yep.
Sorry. Your son was gay.
He's very gay. But anyway,
it was like watching Jack having a spastic attack on Will and Grace.
Actually, what's funny is I've known him. I've seen the video so many times back in the Philippines. Back in that, I've been watching it already. I know how it is, and it's just a small world that I get to meet the guy who's really on it. So yeah, I saw him yesterday. Yeah.
But the question, Henry, is can you still bust a move like that?
Yeah.
Can you still get the bare body going in a move like that?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
We know you can play softball, but can you
play softball? But
can you break a move? Can you bust a move like that?
So. Yeah.
So
and I'll put the link on the website. Maybe I'll put the YouTube video so you guys can see that kid dancing. That's actually Henry. So he's a cute cub. He's a cute bear, and you may have seen him in some magazine before,
like American Bears.
Like American Bears magazine.
With him and his partner.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah. Post the link on the website. Okay, so what else? What else do we have?
We were talking about bands earlier.
Did you
see the news release today?
Oh, what happened? What news?
New Kids on the Block are coming back.
Oh, okay.
On the Golden Walker tour.
Are they the old kids on the block? They're pretty old.
Jordan still looks pretty good.
Okay.
Donnie still looks good. What's his name? I'm trying to remember all their names. There's Jordan, Donnie. What was the other two? I can't remember. It's been so long. Sorry, Sam. I know you'd kill me for not knowing this from way back when we were dating in high school.
I don't know anything about new kids.
But they're coming to Houston. They're on tour again, so it's going to be interesting.
Are you going to watch?
I don't know. I'll see if Raul wants to go. I mentioned Madonna to him since Madonna's coming
to
Houston.
Oh, we're going to watch Madonna.
But I got an eye roll, so I doubt I'll get to go see Madonna. So.
Yeah, we're going to watch Madonna, and that's November 16. So.
And it's probably already sold out by now.
Maybe. So. You might get bad seats, but try it out. Do you want to watch it?
It's one of those things you should go see before you die.
That's right.
We've had that conversation.
Yeah, we talked about it before. That's what we did with Barry Manilow. We got to watch him before he dies. Billy Joel, same thing. Mm-hmm. And Madonna.
That's why I went and saw Tina Turner in concert twice, because I knew eventually at some point she wouldn't tour anymore and she was getting on out there. And since she was my idol as a teenager. So.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't know you're into Tina Turner. Gosh.
Okay. I used to listen to Tina Turner nonstop all the time on way back in Ford School. In fact, I had the guys that rode with me when finally stole my tape and threw it away.
What did you do then? Did you kick his ass or something?
No, I took it out and they saw that I had taken out the tape and they said they did something with it. I don't know. I went and bought another one, of course. But
This was pre-CDs, right? Before CDs.
I didn't know what CDs was until I hit college. They were newfound technology, and only the rich kids had CDs when I was in college. So,
mm-hmm. Tina Turner. Gosh, Tina Turner. Oh my God.
What's love got to do with it?
What's got love to do with it? Private Dancer.
Private Dancer.
What else happened? Tell us what's going to happen in next month.
Next month?
With you.
Nothing.
What do you mean nothing? You're flying.
Not yet. I ain't got my tickets.
Why not? I thought you were going to go.
It's a whole long story. Yeah, I'm going to go, but I'm not going to jinx it. So,
We're not going to talk about it.
All I got to say is if you're going to be in San Diego, July 23rd to the 26th, email me and let me know because I will be there, hopefully myself. So, mm-hmm. At a very little, small little event that goes on there every year. So,
small little, it's pretty big. I think it's big.
So I'm not going to say anything to jinx it because I've been talking to some people and hopefully have some cool stuff for you guys to see and watch and listen to. So
I won't be there because I'll be in. Because
he's going to the Manila.
I'm going to Manila. Some of the chasers there. I got emails last time and they want to meet up. They want to meet up there. Some of the Filipino listeners.
Why don't the Filipino chasers email me with nude pics? That's what I don't understand.
They're shy. We're shy. Just go to XTube. Get type Asian or type Pinoy on XTube.
Pinoy boy.
Yeah. Okay. Let me ask you. If you go to XTube, how do you search?
Oh, I have a couple people that have made friends with me, and I look at their stuff, there'll be somebody, look, just posted, a little Twinkie boy, and I'll watch him jack off or have sex or do something.
You just randomly look for something. You don't type a search, like you type amateur or you type...
I don't think I've got that into it that much. I mean, actually, you know, a couple people said, hey, you need to go look at this video, and I went and looked at it, and I was like, wow. Wow.
What I do, actually, is... when I go there, log in, fine. And then on the right side, I type in bear and then search. And when you search, then I click date added because, you know, I go there regularly, so I check what's going on.
But has he posted lately, folks? That's the question.
I don't post any videos, though. So I'm pretty shy that way. So that's what I do, and I do search that way. And, yeah, it's kind of weird to find some live journal people or people you chat with online, or if you see them on Bear 411 or Bear City, their username there is usually the username there in XTube, and you get to see them do their thing.
Mine's Hugh Beardad too, I think, on XTube. So when I post, you know,
you post
when I get my sex videos posted, the infamous sex videos. You know,
you have sex videos there.
Yeah, didn't you hear about me and Pamela Lee?
Oh my God! So, I didn't know. Oh my God, we have a few more listeners here. Ooh, watch this. Hi guys.
Hi guys.
Okay. So. Comments. Let's go to comments. We have a lot.
Mr. Panda Bear, what has he got to say?
Let me see. This one. Oh, okay. Actually, I don't know if I discussed this before. Marlin, he's a Sentinel. I've known him for some time now. On the Frapper map. So he was talking about the comic book that I mentioned. Remember the Bear Party magazine? There's a comic book part in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Marlin, that is a comic book from... It's by Mark Wolfgar. I may have mentioned this in a previous episode. But, it's... The artist name is Mark Wolfgar. And probably the best way for you to check... him out is through the editor. Just go if you got the Bear Party magazine, or go to bearpartymagazine.com and you can email them how you get more info from them. Okay, what we're talking about is that comic book.
Yeah,
it's anime like, but it's bear. There are bearish anime thing. So it's kind of a
more bear anime to come soon.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so got more videos. We have how many? Oh, four or five people. And Jeff Scott's video. Hey Jeff. Okay. Who else? From Jeff from Vermont.
Yeah.
He says that.
Mommy.
Okay, this one.
Yes, I listened to the Mother Day episode a couple weeks ago after me, and then me and Mike talked about it at Bear Watch, and I was like, oh my God, he's a 3-year-old.
Mommy, how you doing, mommy?
Hello, mommy.
Mommy. Okay, so it's...
See, me and my mother would not talk like that online. If we ever had her on the show, it'd be like, crazy white woman, what are you talking about?
Okay, so Jeffrey says, it was not so nice of you to include your mother as part of the show, and interesting to hear what she sounds like. She sounds like a great mother. I hope you guys have a great time this weekend at Bearwatch. Yeah, that was a few weeks ago. Sorry, Jeffrey, just talking about it right now. But yeah, that's my mom. During Mother's Day, it's the Mother's Day special. We should have your mom next year.
Maybe we just need to call my mom one day and I'll let her know she's on the show and just let me talk to her. See,
yeah. That's what I did. Have your mom.
So we can see what wisdom falls out of her mouth. And y'all know exactly why the way I am, So.
Okay.
All my craziness.
Okay. So next, Jeffrey has been following the shows. So he says that for episode 201, he says that this was a very interesting and informative podcast about Turkish baths. He says that I'll definitely have to get one if I ever get the chance. If you ever go to Turkey, go to Turkish bath. Yeah, we were talking with
chicken doing turkey. That's kind of interesting.
What?
Chicken being done by turkey. That's pretty cool.
Okay. Chicken being done by a turkey.
Well, Jeffrey looks like he's chicken, so you know.
Okay. Anyway, so yeah, Rowdy Cub. We had him in the show before, and we talked about his adventures in Turkey. Yeah. Well, now he's not in Jordan right now, so.
Yeah.
And that's it. And what else? What else?
And I asked our friend Hakim if he'd listened to it, and he said, where was it? What country is it in? And I told him, and he said, oh yeah, that's the Middle Eastern countries. He said, where I'm from, oh no, there is no gay.
There is no gay. That's right.
There is no gay.
There are no gays in the Middle East.
So.
Or in Iran.
He said, if there are, it's very, very closeted. And if they find you, they kill you. But you can get married and be recognized in New York now. Thank you.
Oh,
you can't
right.
get married in New York yet, but you can get married in another state and be recognized.
How does it go? So Massachusetts, you can get married. California, you can get married.
Vermont,
you get
civil union.
And in New York,
you're recognized. They recognize.
They recognize marriage, but you cannot get married
there. Not yet. So I'll assume that one's going to slip in here pretty soon. You know, step by step.
Okay, that's interesting. So, also, I heard from there's a friend of mine who got married in Toronto or Vancouver. I don't know. I think he got married.
So all you gay folks that got married in Canada and are now living in the state of New York, you're legally married. You're screwed.
You're screwed. Why? What is screwed?
Because now you have to get a divorce.
No, that's the problem. This is what I heard, okay? I was talking to my friend. His name is David. I asked him, so you got married, yeah. But there's something about it. If you get married in Canada and you go back to the U.S., you can only get divorced if you are a resident of Canada. So when you get married, you cannot get divorced anymore.
Ooh, I know several people here in Houston that are living a polygamous lifestyle now then.
Really? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It could happen. So. Yeah, it could happen. Anybody from Canada? Just confirm that.
Any lawyers out there that can fill us in on the legal aspects of whatever? So.
Oh, my God. Hi, Ed. Hi, Jeff. You guys are chatting over here.
Yeah.
And Ed is on. Anyway, okay. Dallas Roundup Diesel, you guys watched the video? I don't know if you guys have downloaded in your iPods. I got to interview Butch. You know Butch, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Butch responded, that was an awesome video. I took a video of them, of the Dallas Roundup Diesel. And he says, I would like to say that I'm not the coach, but we have two great coaches that were not interviewed. We should have had him in the show, but I thought Butch was the coach because everybody's wearing white and he was wearing red. So when you see it like that, what do you think?
Sounds like a Klan meeting.
Okay. Klan meeting.
No. And the lynching's been done.
I don't think so. No, not in Texas. Maybe it is, but. But anyway, I thought he was the coach, but I corrected the post. So he says that, they have two coaches that made them what they are right now, and I guess that would be a team of bears, otters, and one beaver because they have one diesel dyke.
Woohoo! Diesel dykes.
That's why they're Roundup Diesel. Well, I don't know if she's really lesbian, but I think she is. She might be listening to this. Might get pissed at us.
They watch me jiggle.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think everyone's from the U.S. right now. But, you know, this audio from might be listening to, we have listeners from Canada. Okay, what else? How many minutes are we going? Oh, we're going 30 minutes already. Let's go to events.
Okay.
What's going on to the U.S.? Want to go first?
Point me.
Point. I like.
Okay. For real, Bears Without Boundaries Art Show. If I can learn to talk, folks, we'll be okay. Thursday, 12th of June, 2008. And is that 10 days? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. 10 days from now. Thursday, the 12th of June, 2008, Toronto.
It's Canada. 10 days. The whole thing.
Oh, the whole thing's 10 days. Okay. Man, it does not make good notes for me to read.
Well, it's, you know,
anyway, it's June anyway. 12th. It's a 10-day-long Bears Without Boundaries Art Show in Toronto, Canada. The Fur Real Art Collective presents Bears Without Boundaries. 12 artists have been selected and ready to show their work. The gallery 1313 at 1313A Queen Street, West Toronto, will host the show starting June 12th until June 22nd, 2008. The gallery hours are Wednesday to Sunday, 1 to 6 p.m. And you can go to myspace.fur_real2008.
Okay, I don't get this.
So is our buddy Steve?
I guess it is bear art. It's bear art.
But are they bear?
And are they really bear? So. Let's look at it really quick.
Mm-hmm. He's going to make us lose our connection, folks. Watch.
No, don't worry. We're not.
There's only
fine.
So much you can punch through this wireless system here.
We can do this. Yeah. Don't worry. So,
is our friend Steven going to be there from Oregon?
Steve from Oregon?
Yeah, Mr. Dental Floss suspending the bears in the air.
Oh, Steve Miller.
No, it's the Steve Miller Band, folks.
Steve Miller Band. No, I don't think so. I don't think... I don't know. Maybe. Let's see. Anyway, it's loading. Let's go to the next event.
Okay.
Let me take care of it. Kink Fest. Hey, listeners. How about some Kink Fest in United Kingdom? Okay, so it's on the June 13, Blackpool, United Kingdom. It's a full-on weekend of leather guys, their admirers, and anyone who likes their rather dark, cruisy, seedy, clubby vibes in a great dingy setting. Oh, just love it.
Low lighting.
Leather-clad lads in a men-only environment, because that's what you expect this weekend.
No foam pit?
No foam pits, though.
Guys can foam pit.
It starts on Friday the 13th, June, and continues right through till Sunday night and on June 15th. So admission to the venue is strictly for men only. And the website is tradesbar.co.uk.
So you're so lucky you can get away with that stuff in the UK, because we couldn't do that here in the States.
There are some places you can. Well,
no, that's discrimination. You cannot discriminate based on gender.
Right, we can.
That's why they closed all the men's. That's why there's no more men-only clubs.
Dang. Okay.
I mean, if you want a lawsuit, yeah, you can say, yeah, no, you ain't coming in here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me see. Okay, we're now looking at the myspace.com/fur_real2008.
He's on a spike collar.
Look at that.
Oh, look at there. Look at that sexy little Ryan.
Oh, my God, Ryan. Of all people, Ryan from Toronto.
Hot tattooed tranny Filipino mess. We love you.
Hot tranny mess. Okay, next event. What do we have? Next event. This one.
Excuse me, folks. I'm losing my voice.
Okay, that's
Bear,
the last one. Go.
Bears in the Woods Pool Party. Saturday, June 14th, 2008, starting at 1 p.m., Northfield, Minnesota, 55057. They don't give you the address, but they'll tell you what zip code, so you can get close. The pool is heated for your enjoyment, unlike Galveston at Bear Watch. Dinner and soft drinks will be provided. You got to feed the bears. Bring a sleeping bag and a tent. I bet you that'd be a lot of tenting going on there. Uh-huh. If you want to spend the night, at least bring a sleeping bag, just in case. We have lots of room for tents. There will be a bonfire in the evening, weather permitting. The party is to sit back, relax, and enjoy the pool and sun. The party is limited to the first 100 that sign up by June 10th, 2008. Contact Mark at cubbear946@aol.com or Jeff at mnbearus@hotmail.com. And that's mnbearus@hotmail.com. That's Jeff. Okay. So y'all email Jeff and Mark and harass them.
Yeah,
AOL will let your emails go through.
AOL? What's wrong with that?
Well, you know, they block stuff all the time.
Yeah. AOL sucks. I don't know why. I don't know why people still use it. So, let me see. I want to see the pictures of this artwork thing. So anyway, okay. What was I gonna say?
Well, I got something real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
I like to read, folks.
Nerd.
But I just finished the lovely Christopher Rice new book, the very hot.
You like
Christopher
the Rice. Author? You like the book because of the author?
Or if he went, if book? He went like 8 feet tall, he would be super hot, super hot tranny mess. Hot. But I just finished this. This is the fourth book that he's written, but it's about a Marine who comes home from Desert Storm and has to deal with the fact that he caused his best friend to get hurt while he was over there. And he's having to deal with the fact that his brother committed suicide. So it's a very interesting book. It's a little different than what he usually writes about. Mm-hmm. But it has a lot of nice little
I get distracted by Jeff. What are you doing,
Jeff? Just go ahead and take your clothes off.
Are you taking off your clothes?
Take your Jeff. Come on, Jeff. Get naked. If you're going to lay on the bed like that, take your clothes off. Don't wave at us. Take your clothes off, Jeff.
Oh, okay.
So, anyway. If it's a very good story. Christopher Rice is nothing like his mother. He didn't get too bogged down in details and stuff, but it's a very good book. It took me a little bit longer to finish it because I've been so busy. And usually when I get his books, I usually plow through them. But it's a pretty good one in the series. He's a regular contributor to The Advocate and a couple other newspapers, gay news media. So, okay. But it was a good book. It was good reading. So it's called Blind Fall. That's by Christopher Rice. And if you like Marines and intrigue and suspenses, it's all about that. So
he's the son of Anne Rice.
Yes, okay. The son of Anne Rice. And I just finished up her book couple weeks before I started this one, the next one in the Jesus story, Jesus series she's doing. So mm-hmm. You can read her, and she's all about getting her Jesus on now. So, and it was that, and they're actually good books. So,
okay. I haven't been reading books lately. I've been really busy with podcasts and stuff. I'm really behind with a lot of podcasts right now. Well, besides, we're doing our own too. I want to talk about someone. Baby, Garen Andrew. Everybody listening out there, a couple of friends of ours, Garen and Andrew, they just had their baby last week.
Well, they didn't have the baby.
They were co-parenting.
The baby mama had the baby.
The baby mama. Yeah, the
co-parenting. Now they got to deal with the baby mama drama.
The T9 Barb, congratulations. Yes. Two dads, two moms, and baby Adrian came to the world May 27th. So happy birthday. Happy birthday. And congratulations, I mean.
Yeah.
Congratulations to...
And just to let for y'all know... The four of y'all, y'all are screwed for the next 18 years.
18 years.
You can forget about planning going out. At least the next 6 years, the baby's going to be sick all the time. So you're just going to sit at home, take care of the baby, and you're not going to get to go anywhere. And your friends are going to come over, and they all going to get sick because the baby's sick. So.
Oh, but they're having fun. Of course, they're so – I was talking to them, and they said, of course, when you bring a baby into the world, they were all crying and stuff. And, you know, Gary's a big bear, and – he's all woohoo, kind of like that. So he's very happy. He likes. He gave baby Adrian a bath and changed his diapers. Yeah, very.
Yes, we got to talk about the first diaper change when we have him on the show.
That's right. Probably next month. Hopefully we'll have them in the show for Father's Day. So
no, Father's Day is this month.
That's right. I still think it's May. Okay, sorry.
It's June.
It's June. All right.
It's not this weekend, but next weekend, if I remember correctly.
That's right.
The 15th.
What was I going to say? I want a couple of things. If you guys in Bear City, our logo is still there. And click on it. Yeah, you can listen to Bear Podcast on Bear City if you're chatting there with your friends. And they have about almost 20,000 listeners. Not listeners. 20,000.
Man, we got 20,000 listeners. We need to start charging for this. We need to make some money off this. We need a studio.
They have 20,000.
Instead of the five that listen to it all the time.
Almost 20,000 people, online online chatting. They're online on Bear City. And they're going to add more servers so it would be faster. And if you guys chat, they're pretty good. I haven't logged on this Monday.
And David, you missed out. You came to TBRU and you didn't come to Bear Watch. And you missed out on all the foam.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You know what? We should have asked Ken Slater from Cyber Bears to take a video of us there.
He was taking videos, all right.
Oh, well, not that. Well, yeah, he did those videos. But how about there at the phone party? Are we allowed to do that?
No. No cameras inside the pool party on Saturday night. No, sir. No cameras, no videotape, no nothing. There's no proof.
There's no proof.
Until it starts itching and scratching.
Okay, how do you do that? This is MFO Pochan. He's feeding our... We can see ourselves right now. I think he's got the camera focused on the... Anyway, so what else am I going to talk about? Anything else? What's going on this weekend?
I'm going to Dallas.
Oh, what's up? What's up with Dallas?
Just going to Dallas.
Oh, is that one of those?
Yes.
Okay, it's one of those.
One of those.
All that we can say is just one of those. All right. Yeah. But I think we're thinking of going to Dallas because there's going to be a softball tournament on...
This weekend?
4th of July.
Oh, okay.
4th of July. So, you know, our friends Gary is going to be there. If we are going, then I'll be in the tournament. I'll play with my team. I think my team is going to go there. So
he'll be there playing with his balls.
I'll be playing with my balls.
So,
as usual.
And let's see, what's all that weekend? July 4th. Just July 4th on a Thursday or Friday this year?
It's a Friday.
It's a Friday. Good. So we got another 3-day weekend. Sweet.
Let me see. June. Gosh, come on. June.
Yes, on a Friday. 4th. Sweet. We got a 3-day weekend.
Yeah.
Of course, that Sunday is the beer bus, so I'll have to be here.
Oh, that's right.
It's always the first Sunday.
Then
you know, one of the things that we did, one of the reasons we moved everything to the first Sunday and got rid of the third Saturday specials, because it was conflicting with everybody else's, the other groups in Houston's calendar. And everybody's changed all their stuff, and it's still conflicting. So I think it's funny that we tried to change it so people could go to other stuff and be involved in other groups, and then everybody else changes theirs too. So
yeah. Okay, I could see Jeff right now. He's setting up to... do an X-Tube video, I think. Are you? Or is he? Look at that. No, he's not. Anyway, so yeah, thanks for logging in, Jeff. Yeah. So.
Jeff, you're still using Vaseline? Man, get with the times. Get some gun oil or something.
Or what is that? Stroke 29.
Stroke 29.
What do you stops working at 29.
What do you use with your Aneros?
Aneros. We're not going to talk about Aneros in this one. No, we're not. Anyway, how long have we been going? Oh, we're going for 2 minutes. Okay.
Okay.
So, all right. Anything else? We can still hang out, but we're going to stop recording this episode. This is episode 208. And that's
it. Is there anything else? I feel like we're missing something that we're supposed to talk about.
What am I going
to
do this weekend? This weekend is going to be a softball weekend for me. And that's it. It's the last day of softball. It's coming Sunday. And I hope we win. We win both games. Sure hope so.
Yeah.
And you should watch. Get some sun. Oh yeah, you're gonna be in Dallas.
Sorry. I'll be in Dallas. So. Thursday we're having the final Bear Watch meeting for 9 to close it out. It'll be done.
They're gonna do the what do you call that? The
survey.
The survey.
The bitch fest.
Oh my god. So. Okay. All of you guys having a bear run, doing a bear run, always have a survey after the run.
That's right, because nobody's happy. No, just kidding. But actually, we do get a lot of good input. You take out the crazy stuff and actually get some of the good stuff. Because all the changes we've made, we did because of the surveys we've done over the last couple of years. So,
yeah. It's always whatever we do.
But just understand, you can't please bears regardless of what you do. Just accept that. We love you, but we can't please them. So.
We can't please everyone.
That's right.
They don't have much of this. And then when you give them a lot of that, and then they would say... there's too much of that. I mean, whatever that is.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, that's it. We're going to wrap up. Thank you everyone for listening. Yes. And you can send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com. Or you can give us a call on our phone line, 206-222-2327.
That's 206-222-BEAR. You missed a 2. Okay.
I'm losing my voice.
You're losing my voice? Why? What's wrong?
I need some water, and I didn't sit any over here to drink.
Oh, we should be drinking water. Anyway, okay. So, yeah, visit the website, www.bearpodcast.com, and go to myspace.com/bearpodcast. Or if you have an iPhone, go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone. And what else?
Enter Project Big.
Yeah, we're going to just give the shirt. We're just giving the shirts away. So just send your entries.
Yeah.
Details on the website.
And if you give a real good one, I'll take this one and give you some special sauce and send it to you. God. Sealed up, signed.
I hope not. No, gross. Okay.
Hey, I charge a lot of money online for that.
So oh, really?
They get it for free, so you know what I'm saying?
That's gross. Anyway, what is this? And other merchandise. Yeah, okay. Oh, Jeff's been... Jeff. See, Jeff is taking off his shirt and... No, sorry. We're chatting online. And okay, that's it. Thank you everyone for listening, and that's it.
Many wolves, many hugs. No.
Many wolves and many hugs.
Bye, guys.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your way.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your way.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your way.
Wolf, what a bear.
Welcome to Bear Podcast, the podcast for... Okay.
All right.
Okay. Okay, all let's right. Try this again.